Chapter 33.
You didn't really think the Stripy Knight was the brains behind this outfit, did you?
Said the wizard.
Well, I did actually, admitted Louis. Because everyone's heard of the Stripy Knight, but no one's heard of whoever you are.
Bazooka Harry!
Shouted Bazooka Harry, for that was the evil wizard's name. Bazooka Harry was exceptionally tall, except he wasn't. He just wore a tall hat that made him a little bit taller than most other people. It was like a normal wizard's hat, except split in two so that it had two points. The hat smelt of old potatoes, because that's what it was made from. He wore fake ears over his real ones to make them look pointy and interesting. He had three arms, one on his left and two on his right, though one of his right arms was invisible. Though maybe he was just fibbing about the extra arm. He is evil, after all. But he definitely had an evil moustache. That's like a normal moustache, but longer and more pointed. And slung across his back was a magical bazooka. He used it instead of a normal wizard's staff. It could fire big, walloping, magicking spells.
Bazooka Harry, said Louis. Never heard of you.
Bazooka Harry laughed with a nasty hissing sound. It was a very unpleasant way of laughing.
No, I've been keeping myself to myself while the Stripy Knight did my dirty work. But soon everyone will know me. I don't work for the Stripy Knight, you see. He works for me. He's my creation. I am the real villain here.
And he smiled with his thin lips to reveal some very unpleasant yellow teeth. Some knights might have panicked at this surprising news. Here was a baddie even more bad than the Stripy Knight.